Yeah. Who's this freak? Best of the Forensic Files. All right. My kind of TV. Whew. What the fuck is this? This isn't Return of the Sequels always suck. They had Magnificent Seven. That's fine. Now they got bullfighting. Get out of here, TMZ. You and your fucking old movies that brutalize animals. I don't want to see this shit. Understand? There should be no audio. I'm hearing audio. Yeah, maybe that's the hipper-looking thing to have just there. You know, like the sports, you know. Like we're in Sports Central or some shit, you know. I like that. I like that a lot. Not really. Okay. It's a lot of college hoops, man. I can't take it. I can't take the pros. Okay, college hoops, I can't. College football, I can stand. I can even stand college. No. College baseball completely sucks. College hoops, I get fucking tired of that shit. It's like watching just a bunch of fucking kids running around getting all squirrely and happy for nothing, you know. Unless there's somebody slipping them some money under the table, which, you know, if I were them, I'd take it. What do you think about that? I think these motherfuckers are out there playing. They're making money for their school. What, are you kidding me? They got them out there performing like fucking trained animals. Making money for their goddamn school. Look at this fucking amateur status bullshit. Somebody's making some dough. That money they make for that fucking schoolie, you know, goes to someone. And don't give me the shit about how it goes to the classrooms and, you know, and all the equipment that goes into teaching. Bullshit. A lot of the money goes to salaries, okay? And some of the nicer things of being a tenured at a major university. So it's fine. Don't fucking bullshit me, though, that, hey, you know, this is the amateur state. Get the fuck out of here. When it comes to money, people all of a sudden, you know, they have, well, you know, it's different with us, man. You know I make a million a year, but, you know, I earn it. Yeah, okay. Unlike the 9 million other guys that don't. Okay. So, double check and make sure I got audio going here. Yes, we do. Margaret Gray, it was requested that Margaret sing Maneater. So we're going to get that going here on, what do I got going here, man? Direct submit, Direct TV, Microsoft. Okay, so I did re-up my Skype account. I don't know. All right. Well, now what am I doing? Margaret.
This is Margaret Gray, and this was requested by, I think it was Rory McLeod, which is neither here nor there. Yeah.
Margaret Gray with Maneater.
Don't give me the look, because I know a little bit about this. Here she comes. Look out, boys, she'll chew you up. Oh, she's a man-eater.
Only comes out at night. They are full of shit, all of them. It's goddamn. How are you going to vote on that witness thing? They're all Republicans. They're going to vote. They'll acquit Trump. Don't worry about it, man. Boop, 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 boop. Pew. And then what we all going to do. So the Super Bowl is Sunday, huh? So, the Super Bowl is Sunday, and tomorrow is also, there's some fucking weird thing, Moonanite. Do you guys know this thing, this Moonanite thing? I only saw it in one place on Twitter. It's not like people are talking about it anymore, I don't know. It had to do with a Adult Swim character that looked a little bit like a bomb or something, and Boston police went apeshit. And it was in 2008, so it was before the Boston Marathon bombing. It had nothing to do with that. There was no, you know, residual from that. The two were independent of each other, I guess. Jack Armstrong might be a good guy to have on. I know he's very... Why don't you go away, Gingrich, you fucking ugly-ass cunt? Dig this. Comedian's show canceled after disgusting Kobe Bryant tweet. Get a load of this. Who is this? The New York Comedy Club reportedly canceled the show for a well-known comedian following his comment about Kobe Bryant. Comedian Ari Schaefer was scheduled to perform on Tuesday night. However, the club received threats following Schaefer's comment about Kobe's death. The club canceled the booking and said it won't be working with him in the future. Jesus Christ. The cancellation and subsequent banishment comes after Schaefer made inappropriate comments about Bryant. He died 23 years too late today. He got away with rape because all the Hollywood liberals who attack comedy enjoy rooting for the Lakers more than they dislike rape. Big ups to the hero who forgot to gas up his chopper. I hate the Lakers. What a great day. Whew. Well, he then posted another video suggesting Bryant's death was a good story. Schaefer eventually posted a non-apology to Instagram explaining why he made the comments. He suggested it was just a joke for his fans, not others. They're just words. They're not even serious words. Look, dude, come on. You can't be that fucking dumb. You can't be that fucking dumb. He probably isn't. He probably just had to say something. You're going to say something, you say it. You stick by it. But you don't fuck around and say they're just words, you know? You don't say that. You work in a medium filled with words. If they're just fucking words, then why the fuck would one of them be funnier than another? Why would a joke be funnier than just a regular... What do you mean they're just words? He did offer more sincere sentiment for the death of Kobe's daughter. Kids dying like that, it's horrible. All the other people dying, horrible too. It's horrible he died. Really, really sad. What a terrible thing that happened. What? Regardless of the obligation he ever feels towards fans, perhaps he should find an alternative way to... Jesus, what a fucking moron. What a fucking moron. You see, if you're going to say something, man, you got to make sure that it isn't going to be anything... If it offends, you got to be aware it's going to offend. And you do not want to apologize, because if you're apologizing, it means you didn't understand what you were doing in the first place. You didn't understand that what you were about to say, you know, was going to offend people, and you were going to feel bad that you said it. People that apologize for shit that they say are feeling like, I shouldn't have done that. And you should never, ever have to do that. It happens, though, so if you got to apologize, just remember, you're apologizing, you know, you fucked up. But if you know what you're doing, and you know what you want to say, you don't ever have to apologize. Because you know exactly what you... Now, people say perception is a reality. That's true. You got to make sure that what you're fucking saying is perceived very clearly as a satire or whatever. You can't fuck up and after the fact say, oh, I was being satirical. You can't fuck up and after the fact say, oh, I was pretending that I was somebody else. People are not that fucking dumb, as you know, have been witnessing. Even I know, man. That comes from being in radio for... 40 fucking years, man. 40 plus years, you know. It. You are under a gun. You have a thing called the FCC. Say what you will about the FCC. It does force you to think about what you're about to say. And then you say it. And there's only been one time in my entire career on talk radio and doing, you know, basically an entertainment style show that I really felt bad about saying something. And that was I think I mentioned to you guys, after 9/11, I said that tuberculosis had been detected. We'd gotten away with anthrax, because anthrax is a powder, and it can't really, you know, you're not really, it's not like a virus in the air or that kind of thing. But I felt really shitty about that tuberculosis thing. And I think I apologized for it immediately or close to the moment that I said it, something like that. I just wasn't fucking thinking about that, man. So, you know, this guy, Ari, is that it? Is that how he pronounces his name? I don't know. I've seen him over on Tweetster. But I get it, man. I mean, comedians especially are under the gun. But, you know, you just have to accept the fucking reality, man. I mean, the club's getting death threats, you know, so it's not like the club went out and said, isn't he a bad guy? He said some shit. It's like the people heard it and said, I don't want to go see this motherfucker. I don't want him at my club or whatever they perceive it to be. So we're going to have a guy talking about that. Is there a way of making jokes about it? First of all, I'm going to have Jack Armstrong on talking about Chiefs. And test 1, 2, 3, 1, 1, 1. Well, you know something, Phil? It's like this, man. Is that funny?
That's very funny.
That's pretty funny. I'm sitting there going... What happened to the thing? What happened to my phone? For a minute there, I thought we got it cut off or something.
Hey, right, Phil. Jack Armstrong. Here's this Jackson Armstrong, and it's great to be here. Hey, right, Phil. Welcome. It's Jack Armstrong here, and it's great to be here. You know, I've always felt that, yeah, it's great to be here. Jack Armstrong here, Phil. Well, let me just tell you what I think is going on. I can tell you what I think is going on there, but no, I don't think so. I don't think that's the case. Well, it's something else, Phil, but I got to tell you that, go ahead, tell me about it, Steffi.
I'm done. You know, for me, it's always been the same.
Okay, that's Taffy Winston, and we're here in Miami for the Super Bowl, where the Kansas City Chiefs are going to be going against the San Francisco 49ers. I don't know a lot about sports, and I'm trying to find an angle that is going to be good. I think that a chief, which is an Indian war chief, they slaughtered the settlers. I know it sounds very strange, and I know, but I don't know enough about sports.
Why don't you learn something about sports, you know?
I was going to say, what? You want me to, you know, listen to you doing a sports report?
Yeah, you should listen to me to do, what's wrong with that? The Indians, Jesus.
I don't like the whole Indian settler thing.
Well, you're going to have to suck on it. Because I'm sick and tired. Testy, 1, 2, 3. And what do you think, Jeff?
I think the 49ers will take it.
You think the 49ers are going to take it?
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Well, when you say take it, it sounds like they're going to bend over and grip a chair or something. I don't think that that's anything you want to... That's nothing you want to say, is it?
Yeah, it is.
What the fuck is with this goddamn motherfucking thing?
I don't know. You know, for me... I was always fed. I don't know.
Test.
This is. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, for me,
I don't know.
I think it's okay.
You think that you would live with that, huh?
Yeah, I'd live with it.
I think, Phil, to say that I think the Kansas City Chiefs represent the Native Americans. And the 49ers?
You know, we've done this before.
When?
I don't know. It was either you or somebody else said, let's call the game based upon who the nickname of the team is. Oh, I think that's fun.
Oh, we've done it already. It's boring.
Oh, okay. It's boring. This is Jack Armstrong from Miami and the Kansas City Chiefs. The Kansas City Chiefs have not been to a Super Bowl in like... since 1970, so there's no experience, organizational experience or team experience for that. But the San Francisco 49ers have been to like 5 or so. I don't think they've ever not, that the 49ers have ever not been defeated.
Kansas City's 1-1 in Super Bowls.
They won and they won?
No, one and they won one and lost one.
1-1 means 1-1 and lost one.
Hello, testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Jack Armstrong, Jack.
Hey, thanks a lot, Phil. This is going to be a lot of fun for me.
All right, now let's try this and see if we can't make this work. All right. What I would do is line all these things up and do that. Now, Jack Armstrong in Miami, so I want him to be on a street scene of some kind. And we drag it over and click it over here. Who's carrying the game? Is it NBC or I don't even know who's carrying the game. Not that I give a flying fuck. I'm going over to see the game on Sunday with my good friend Big D because he just got out of surgery. He had some, things taken care of. And so he's going to be laying there with
a catheter hanging out of it.
Why don't you shut up, man?
Bud, that is very private information.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, dickhead. Hey, let's go, man. Okay, now. Here's what I want to do. That's like a carnival. God damn it. There we go. But that may not be the one that I want. Thank you. All right. They only come out at night. Here's the thing, man. The Boston Moonanite Panic occurred on Wednesday, January 31st. The Boston Police Department and the Boston Fire Department mistakenly identified battery-powered LED placards depicting, the Moonanites, characters from the Adult Swim animated television series Aqua Teen Hunger Strike Hunger Force, as improvised explosive devices placed throughout Boston, Massachusetts, and the surrounding cities of Cambridge and Somerville. These devices were part of a guerrilla marketing advertising campaign for Aqua Teen Hunger Force. The incident led to controversy and criticism for a number of media sources, including the Boston Globe, like they were out of touch with today's youth. Social panic. Homemade light brights. Anonymous on their Twitter feed was trying to get this to be like a big anniversary tomorrow. It may be. There may be like some kind of a flash mob in New York about it. Tomorrow, meaning today. Whoa, ho, here she comes. Bright Sellers. That's the name of that. Bright Sellers. Where is it? I like that, man. Now, what was the other song they wanted her to sing? Well, I don't know, man. Margaret, here's the Margaret Grace songbook.
Yes, I know. I've seen it. Superstition.
Come Sail Away is Styx. Oh, I did that. I did Come Sail Away, man. Like, when did I do that, man? I was still doing local. I wasn't even national when that fucking thing happened. That's as far as I could remember, anyway. All right. Why do I have to see these motherfuckers in my feed? Let's see. Oh, bullshit. Oh, my ass, the calls are fucking working. All right, man.
Yeah, I saw the comment, then.
That's what I want to do. I want to comment on that Ari Schaefer. How do you pronounce that guy's name, man? Ari Schaefer? Is that it? It's on Twitter. Sorry there's so much dead air on the video. At least you're looking at something, I mean. But if you listen to the pre-show, then all the dead air is cut out. But this is our, you know, this is the show prep, so what do you want from me, man? I can pretend like it's something far more organized, but... all right. I'm sailing away. Oh, boy, Ari just protected his tweets. Hey, man, don't blame you. Not verified. Verifying is for people who want to feel elite. We're all equal nobodies. And he's not following anybody, and he's got 217,000 followers. You know, I mean, look, dude. People are fucking, you know. I mean, I know where I stand on this shit. I always have. What the hell happened to this guy? Ari Schaefer is rightfully getting destroyed, says hip-hop. It says hot new hip-hop. I destroyed whatever, man. I mean, the guy, you know, it's up to the audience, but I just don't make that fucking mistake. Don't say something the audience is going to go, what the fuck? You know, if they're not on your side, they're not on your side. What are you going to do? You're going to blame? You should laugh at that. How do you tell somebody they're supposed to laugh at something? Well, you don't get it. If they don't get it, put it in a way where they do get it. It's up to you. You know, I've always said our show, I've been right up front. I never said we didn't get, people didn't love me as much as they should. I always said our show was a cult fucking thing and we didn't attract enough advertisers. I didn't blame motherfucking salespeople. Could we have had better? Probably we could have had better everything. I could have been better, you know, in terms of my show not being a mainstream breakout hit, the like maybe a Howard Stern show is. Because the show is fucking weird, you know. I don't give a shit. As long as we can make a little bit of a living from this shit. Ain't that right,
You know something, Phil? Your lips to God's ears. Because this is, I sent, doesn't nobody want to say something?
About what?
About the fact I said.
About what?
About the fact I said.
About what?
Hey.
Who can do that, man? Where's our,
You always, I'm going to weigh in on him. I love him. I think he's very funny, but he did the dog on this, Phil, and I will tell you, you don't, Matt, just, you don't fuck with, you don't say those things. I think it's wrong. And I said so in the R.I. Schaefer fan group. I think he's a bright young comic. I think he can come back from it. You want to make a funny about a man dying like that? I have no use for you at all.
Now, I want you to debate this with Steve Bozell. Now, who, but other than Bozell, don't we have a character that does stand-up comedy? Now, Mavis debate on the Ari Schaefer joke. It wasn't even a joke. He was just talking about how, who is our little character? Dr. Ron Tarter. This is Dr. Ron Tarter. And, you know, I put up with this with Dr. Stephen Hawking.
I like to think that I know jokes. I like to think I would never, but I think there are times. A friend of mine was involved in a, you know, it was a five-car pileup out of the I-4. No one died, but the fact that he was involved in a pileup, I used that to great effect at work that day.
What did you say?
Well, what I said was, hey, Bob was in a pileup, huh? You know, and I, as if to say they were dogpiling each other, which inferred some sort of a...
Let's watch you talking to a lady.
I don't mind it. Go ahead. What did he say?
What he said.
What do you say?
Okay, what did she ask me now?
What is the joke?
The joke was...
Ron Turner, yeah. So we got Jack Armstrong is in Miami, which is this sound effect here. And these guys are in Los Angeles. Mavis is at home. Mavis is at home. I think she's watching.
One of the NYSE, three to one of the NASDAQ. One of the bright spots.
I like the bedroom TV in the bedroom thing. Here it is. Inside.
Walking around.
Investigation discovery. That's it. So Mavis.
Walking around.
And Mavis sing, Margaret sings Maneater. Okay. And where is Maneater? It's right in here someplace, I think. Yes. Maneater. Ah, yes. Wait a minute. I think it cycled through like 19 different songs. Okay. Yeah, whatever. Good. The Republicans are going to block witnesses. Yay. We don't have to hear anything more about it. Okay, goodbye. Now, with any fucking luck, Jesus Christ Almighty. Matt, do I got to do this dance with your motherfucking shit again, dude? I got to do this dance with these guys. It's some of these fucking apps or whatever it is that these guys are using to send me attachments. Not Matt, my photographer, Matt from the podcast one. Where are you, man? Matt Malinger, the week of the 27th is this one. Okay, so... You know, it's like I open this mother thing. I open this mother load up, you know. Why is it not just open, man? Why is it not? Why is it just sitting there on the attachment? I don't know. Whoa, here she comes. Now what? Oh, you motherfucker. You motherfucker. Oh, you motherfucker. We out of fucking ink, you fucking whore. Ah. All right, let's see what we got, man. Where are we at? Oh, yeah, this. I'm just going to single-handedly keep surf music alive. I think that's my destiny here. You know. All right, man. I've had it. I'm all in. I've got it going on. Okay, here we are. We're cool. This is good. All right, I got it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.